Pluto, Zumo, and more. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. So should you.
Do you know someone with a gambling problem? They look just like anyone else. It could be your friend, a coworker, a family member, or maybe even you. Not everyone has a problem with gambling, but do you know what problem gambling looks like? It looks like anyone. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-888-532-3500. It's free and confidential. Brought to you by the Virginia Lottery and Virginia Council on Problem Gambling.
Mostly sunny today, seasonable and breezy with highs near 50 degrees.
31 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. Governor Northam was in Louisa yesterday touring one of the schools that have been open the longest in the Commonwealth.
Northam toured Louisa County High School today, meeting with administrators, students, and staff.
We're here today to really promote our children being back in the classroom, and they're a leader in this area. And you know, one of the things I've been able to do is to go around and talk to the students, see that they're wearing masks, they're keeping their social distancing, and this is really, an example of how things can be in Virginia.
Senator Tim Kaine is reintroducing the Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Act.
This is as bipartisan it comes up here. We've got to keep our healers healthy, especially as we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. That's great, but we're not there yet. The day the president declares the national emergency is over, the challenge, the mental health challenge, still won't be over.
It will aim to provide funding to improve mental and behavioral health resources for frontline healthcare workers.
The University of Virginia Police Department Chief Tim Longo has introduced their new diversity officer.
Chief Longo says they created this position because the department believes being proactive is key in creating unity. Longo chose Courtney Hawkins, a law student from Alabama who worked for the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute.
Virginia health officials say a child under 10 has died of complications from COVID-19 and a chronic health condition. It's the first reported COVID-related death of a young child in Virginia since the pandemic began.
The next installment of the TomTom Founders Festival will focus on From the Classroom to the Boardroom and will feature some familiar names for WCHV listeners, including Barbara Hutchinson and Ravi Rispetto of the United Way of Greater Charlottesville, Ridge Schuyler of the Networked Work Program, and Andre Luck from Piedmont Virginia Community College.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Katherine Young.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 32 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that lets you take the Lars Larson program with you wherever you go. Download the free Seaville 107.5 smartphone app from the Google Play or iTunes store at WCHV.com.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car, like 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve performance with a synthetic oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.